Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1547. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Hey there, welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials and why I insist people call me Dr. Neil, definitely check out the first Q&A episode of the month. That's where I discuss all of that in more detail. But for now, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short so we can get right to today's question and start optimizing your life. Anonymous writes, about 3 months ago, I started getting more serious about building muscle and getting fit. But recently, the gains have stopped. It seemed like I made a lot of progress in those first 3 months, but now I've plateaued. Do you have any recommendations for me? Am I not eating enough protein to support muscle growth? P.S. I weigh 135 pounds. Thank you so much for your question. Now, the term muscle confusion is one I'm going to use. Now, it's not a scientific term by any means. Instead, it's a simplification of a very valid concept, forcing the muscles to adapt to new movements. Now, a related term you likely have also encountered is muscle memory. Again, this is a simplified version of a real phenomenon. I bring this up because our muscles can get used to doing the same thing over and over again. So it's a good idea to change your workouts to force your muscles to adapt. Changing our workouts, and therefore confusing our muscles, has a number of advantages, such as helping to prevent injury and possibly stimulating muscle growth. Now, when it comes to protein intake to help support muscle growth, a good rule of thumb is to consume 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So, given that you weigh 135 pounds, you could aim to consume about 135 grams of protein each day. Now, as you'll soon hear on tomorrow's and Sunday's episodes, there is such a thing as consuming too much protein. I won't get into that here, since, again, I'll be reading from an article that describes this in more detail. But when it comes to training, I'm going to go back to this idea of muscle confusion. When we repeat the same movement over and over, day after day, we can actually increase our risk for injury. So I'll come back to this idea of muscle growth in a second, but I have to address injury first. There are a number of reasons why injury could happen. For example, when we're so used to performing the same movement over and over again, we may not be mindful and instead focus our attention elsewhere. As a result, we could get sloppy in our form, which can lead to injury. Repeating the same movement may also fatigue those very same muscles over and over. If we continue performing the same movement after the muscles are fatigued, that too may lead to injury. I actually talked more about this in last week's Q&A episode, where I talked about muscle failure. By the way, that was episode 1540. Now, if we think about our overall fitness and even the shape and size of our muscles, muscle confusion can be beneficial. Now, let me stop for a moment and clarify something. When I say muscle confusion, it doesn't mean you have to quit lifting weights and start doing Pilates, let's say. Instead, it can be as simple as this. When lifting weights, perform the same move, but use a heavier weight and perform fewer reps. Or use a lighter weight and try for more reps. Or try a different lift altogether, but uses the same groups of muscles. And you could change the amount of rest time between each set. These are all ways to confuse your muscles. Now, there is a mnemonic device that certified trainers have to learn. It's called the FIT principle, F-I-T-T principle. This is all about muscle confusion. Stick with me here. The F in FIT stands for frequency. This means that if you want to confuse your muscles, change the frequency of your workouts. So if you normally lift weights twice a week, add in one more day, or only go once a week. It's up to you. Changing the frequency doesn't mean you have to increase how often you work out. You might be overtraining, so decreasing it could help. The I in FIT stands for intensity. If changing the frequency doesn't feel right, change the intensity of your workouts. Again, you could do this by having a longer or shorter rest period between lifts. For cardio, instead of jogging a 5K, just try and run 1 mile as fast as you can. You get the idea. The first T in FIT stands for time. Say, instead of jogging for 30 minutes each time you go out for a run or a jog, jog for 35 minutes. Manipulate the amount of time you spend on your workout, or like I said before, the rest time between sets. And the last T in FIT refers to type, or type of exercise. So if you're working on your cardio instead of jogging, try swimming or cycling. Instead of performing squats to work those quadriceps muscles, do lunges instead. When you really think about it, this FIT principle is all about muscle confusion. And again, this is a fundamental exercise physiology concept. All certified trainers need to know and understand this idea. By mixing things up, it's going to force your body to adapt, which is what we want to have happen, because that will lead through a breakthrough in your plateau. The last thing I will mention is that we often get comfortable in our workout routines. We don't experience the same amount of soreness. The moves are comfortable, so we think we're less likely to injure ourselves. It's not as tiring, and so on. But this is where we end up hitting those plateaus. You go to the gym day after day, performing the same types of workouts, and expect your fitness to continuously improve and your muscles to continue getting bigger and bigger. In reality, this doesn't happen. When you perform the same exercises over and over, you will hit a plateau. But by incorporating this idea of muscle confusion, or really the FIT principle, you can break through some of those plateaus. It will work whether you're trying to lift heavier weights or trying to run a marathon. The bottom line, to reach these goals, you have to mix things up. Thank you again so much for the question. Now, if you want to submit a question to be answered right here on the show, you can email a question to health@oldpodcast.com. You can also call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD, or you can submit your audio question at our website, oldpodcast.com/ask. If you ask your question via our website, what's great about it is you can listen back to your message and do retakes before finally hitting the submit button. Again, that's oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And I'll see you back here over the weekend, where we're going to talk about how much protein do you really need and where your optimal life awaits.